This informative podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/science for a selection of science-backed, laboratory-tested superfoods and nutritional products. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
The amount of drugs that people take, it's absolutely shocking. Most people are on drugs.
The Health Ranger Report.
Everybody's worried about the zombie apocalypse. It's already here, people.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
People who live in cities think of electric cars as being clean, but really they just export pollution to rural areas outside the cities. What powers an electric car? Well, you might think batteries. Okay, but let's take it one step further here. What powers the batteries? Where does that electricity come from? Predominantly, it comes from coal-fired power plants, which are located outside the cities. And those coal plants, of course, emit some amount of mercury and heavy metals, and they emit carbon dioxide, of course, and particulate pollutants, which then settle on farmlands and forests and rural areas. So if you have a city where, let's say, you don't even have combustion engines any longer for regular vehicles, all you're doing is you're taking that pollution that used to exist in the city, coming out of the tailpipes, and now you're pushing that pollution out into the countryside. And that's not the first time that cities have done that. They also do the same thing with sewage. It's called biosludge. So all that sewage that people flush down their toilets in the city, that ends up spread as fertilizer on farms in the countryside. Yes, every city gets rid of biosludge, and they do it through this process of falsely calling it fertilizer and then spreading it on farms and fields in rural areas. Those cities are really, they are polluters. They export pollution to surrounding areas. They steal resources from the countryside as well. Many cities have to steal water from rural areas in order to provide enough water for the city. So they're taking in water and they're stealing resources from the countryside while exporting their pollution back to the countryside. So cities, if you really think about it, they're very unethical, their structure in their relationship to rural communities. They want to dump all their pollution on rural farms, but steal all the resources from rural areas. And it's not just water, but, you know, electricity, same deal. So they get electricity from the coal-fired power plants that produce pollution in rural areas, but then the electricity is piped into the cities to power the city's electrical needs. And so people who live in cities like to talk about sustainable living and green living and environmental consciousness. They don't realize that the very fact that they're living in a city is environmentally disastrous and completely unsustainable, because they're just polluting the world with their feces and with their electrical usage, which is much higher per capita in a city than it is in a rural environment, by the way. In a rural environment, you usually have a septic system where your waste goes onto your own land. You're not exporting your waste to somebody else. You're not taking your sewage and dumping it on your neighbor's property. But that's what cities do. They take all their sewage, which is incredibly toxic, of course. It's got everything and all the industrial waste and all the pharmaceuticals that city people take and everything. They flush it all down the toilets, and then they take that and they dump it on rural farms. So if cities aren't sustainable, what is sustainable living? The answer is rural living is sustainable. In rural environments, you can collect your own rainwater. You can throw some solar panels on the roof and have some solar energy supplementation, or maybe you can go off grid even. You can grow some of your own food like I do. We have hens that lay eggs. So we get eggs, a couple dozen eggs a day. You can have a garden in the soil if you want. You know, there are all kinds of things that you can do if you're living in the country to be sustainable and self-reliant. And I've always found it fascinating that people who live in cities think that they're the ones who are sustainable and green, when they actually have the dirtiest lifestyles compared to rural dwellers. You live out in the country, you have a much smaller ecological footprint. You keep, if you have a large area like acreage, like I do, I mean, most of that acreage is pristine, raw land. You know, it's forest, it's fields, it's habitat for animals. But if you live in a city, you're living in a concrete jungle that has killed off the animals that once lived there. You want to build a city, you know, you're going to build high rises and highways and on ramps and off ramps and all these concrete structures, and you're destroying habitat. You live out in the country, you can build a relatively small house in the middle of an area without disturbing the natural habitat. You can be surrounded by habitat with all the creatures and animals that belong there. That's why I see owls on my property. I saw foxes the other day. We see coyotes. We see all kinds of birds, and you hear them, of course, you know, dozens of species of birds. Plus all the usual things like squirrels and raccoons that you might, you know, guess would be present in a rural property. But we don't disturb nature. We don't clear-cut forests. We don't, you know, demolish natural habitat. We don't put in giant concrete roads and concrete structures and kill off all the natural creatures that are supposed to be there. So rural living is actually a lot more natural than city living. Rural living is a lot more sustainable. And that it's interesting because people who live in cities like to think that they're the ones who are green, they're the ones who are sustainable, but all their food has to get imported from the countryside. But people who live in the country can grow their own food or just go to a local farmer's market or barter with their neighbors for food supplies, which is a lot more natural, a lot more local, a lot more green, a lot more sustainable. So think about all these things. Don't fall for the propaganda that just claims, oh, city people are sustainable and non-city people are not. It's nonsense. It's actually the opposite situation, it's just that a lot of people don't recognize it. They're not really thinking clearly about these issues, which is why I'm recording this. In any case, you can find more at our website, pollution.news. Coming up soon. That's launching shortly. And naturalnews.com. My main podcast website is healthrangerreport.com. Thank you for listening and share this everywhere.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
When it comes to real science behind nutritional supplements and personal care products, even superfoods and nutrients, nobody pays as much attention to what's in your products as we do at healthrangerstore.com. We have an in-house laboratory, ISO accredited. We do mass spec testing for heavy metals, herbicides like glyphosate, bacteria, microbiology testing, including E. coli and salmonella, yeast and mold, and others. We do extensive testing, and we reject 80% of the raw materials lots that we test. And we only use the top 20% that pass our stringent requirements for ultra clean food, supplements, personal care products, and green living home products like eco-friendly laundry detergent, body soaps, dishwasher detergent, things for your home, things for your body, things that are good for the environment and good for you, and that we can verify through our science, because our position is we don't trust any supplier of raw materials. We've been in this industry for long enough to know that there's all kinds of organic fraud, counterfeit certifications, fake claims, and just a lack of basic testing out there. Heavy metals inundate the supply of superfoods, and even organics often will contain glyphosate and other toxic herbicides and pesticides. That's why we do this testing. We've learned not to trust any source in the industry, and that it takes determined, consistent testing to produce clean products, and that's why people shop with us. That's why we have over 100,000 customers at healthrangerstore.com who have come to trust us, to trust our lab testing, to know that we provide the world's cleanest foods, supplements, and superfoods using today's best science. the best, the most expensive scientific instruments in the world, triple quad mass spectrometry, ICP-MS for heavy metals analysis. We also have single quad mass specs and other instruments, time of flight, tandem mass spec time of flight instrument, and other things. To get our lab tested products, just go to healthrangerstore.com/science. That's healthrangerstore.com/science. There you'll find hundreds of products that have been laboratory tested, verified for your safety and efficacy and product honesty. Again, that URL, type it into your browser, is healthrangerstore.com/science. We do extensive testing, like no one. No one does this, and especially not Amazon, where they sell products that are loaded with toxic lead and high levels of aluminum that are off the charts that you can't even believe. I mean, if you want to eat lead and aluminum, buy supplements from Amazon. But if you want good science-backed clean food and clean supplements, you get that from healthrangerstore.com. That's what people have come to know us for providing, and that's why people keep coming back to us. We are dedicated to this testing, and we continue to make investments in our laboratory facilities to bring you the cleanest, most verified nutritional products in the world. No one else does what we do. No one. We are leading the world in clean food, and you can take advantage of that right now at healthrangerstore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I thank you for your support. There's much more to come. The more you support us, the more we can produce content to help educate the world and uplift people through natural solutions based on nutrition and superfoods, disease prevention, cognitive enhancement, anti-aging technology, and much more. Thank you for your support.